Israel's foreign minister has slammed the Palestinian statehood bid at the UN as, quote, an act of aggression. Avigdor Lieberman says the draft resolution is a move with the aim of attacking Israel. He said it can only further exacerbate the conflict and worsen the situation. As Israel's closest ally, the United States has announced that it will not support the UN resolution. The draft delivered Wednesday by Jordan imposes a 12-month deadline to reach a final settlement with Israel. It also sets late 2017 as the date for Israeli forces' complete withdrawal from the occupied territories. Jordan's UN ambassador has said negotiations on the draft resolution will take time. To discuss that further, and I joined Miss Anna O'Leary, who is a journalist and commentator, and she's joining us live now on the line from Ireland. Miss O'Leary, what exactly about this statehood bid scares the Israelis so much?
Well, America and Israel have no right not to accept this. Israel has waged so many wars and so many wars of aggression and broken every international law along the way. They have to recognize it because Europe has stood against them. America and Israel have shown their hand. They are supporting Israel in the massacre of the Palestinian people and the stealth of their land. Israel has to make an agreement. Europe has recognized Palestine as a state, and Israel is blackmailing the Palestinians not to go to the International Criminal Court about Israel. They have to come to the table. They have to negotiate. I personally would like to see them in front of the International Criminal Court. I would like to see Israel and all Israelis indicted for their war crimes. However, with America in their pocket, they are not going to end up in this situation. But Europe has insisted, Ireland, Britain, France, Spain, and Sweden have already recognized Israel as a state. And so, have recognized Palestine as a state. So Palestine is being recognized regardless of what the United Nations does. And the United Nations is simply a puppet for the Americans. So we in Europe, our countries, are insisting that Israel comes to the negotiating table, recognizes Palestine, and this is the first step towards the two-state solution with Jerusalem as its capital. I think it would be
If I may just come in here, I wanted to ask you, the language that Israeli politicians are using about this specific UN bid is quite violent, talking about this being a war against Israel, etc. Now, they, of course, know that the veto power of the United States will obviously protect them. So what exactly worries them at this time?
Of course they're not worried. They always come to the table and lie. Nobody makes war against Israel. There is no army in Palestine. The Palestinian people are civilians that are being massacred by one of the best equipped armies in the world, which is Israel, which has brought money and equipment to murder and kill the children of Palestine given to them by the American government. Israel is not scared. They're simply scaremongering. All this bluster and all this bluff is simply lies. They lie, lie, lie. They have to go back to the 1967 borders. They have to return the lands that they have taken. They have to set their settlements, and they have to start thinking of living peacefully. Otherwise, the only answer is going to be to take the Israelis out of the land of where they are, because basically they are not accepting any international laws. They have broken the Geneva Convention on numerous occasions. They don't adhere to any international laws. And yes, America is supporting them. But you know, America is not the world. The rest of the world is waking up, and we have to stand for human rights, and we cannot see this aggression continue any further.
Ms. O'Leary, we just have a minute left. How do you feel about the possibility of Palestine actually succeeding at the United Nations, however long it'll take? According to Jordan, there's still a lot of discussions that need to take place.
Whatever the United Nations does, and it was simply going to squirk whatever way America tells it to do, but whatever the United Nations does, it's not going to stick, because Europe is finally taking a stand. The world cannot continue with Israel massacring civilian population. All the children they killed in this last war, they call it a war, an army going in to unarmed people to kill them. They have desecrated Gaza. They have knocked all the hospitals, all the schools, all the mosques. It will take 29 years to rebuild Gaza. And Israel really should be paying for this.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us. That was Ms. Anna O'Leary, who was speaking to us live on the line from Ireland.